And so while we're on real news, I did, of course, watch the MTV Video Music Awards.
Of course you would.
Of course, because, you know, I used to work there, and I'm always interested to see what they're
and
doing.
And I like to say the fact that they finally introduced a pedo bear to the event.
I think that was fine. The only thing I'd like to say, so they did very well in the ratings, by the way. I think it was a 5.5.
They'll do better next time.
No, but this is already quite good. That's I think there's 8, 9, maybe 10 million viewers. This is really good. It's a live event, and you want this is where you can really make your mark. You know, even on a night when you have the newsroom and Breaking Bad and all this stuff, people are TiVoing that or watching it. You know, on Netflix or at you know Amazon, whatever after the fact. So the live events is where, and I've always said this, is that's where television ultimately is. That's the only place you're really going to be able to make money still. And so they did very well.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl, exactly. Very well for a completely whitewashed, bland, stupid show. Here's the thing that bothers me. When we have, and this is in my lifetime, we have these live events where musicians of the world, where's the protest? Where's the one person? You know, it was such an egotistical show. Yeah, I get it. It's great that we can, you know, it's all the gay rights and that's all great. And I get it, okay? But it's all so on such a minor scale, comparatively speaking, to what's really going on. Where's the one person to say, excuse me, President Obama, excuse me, Prime Minister Cameron, excuse me, Herr Merkel, no. Just no. Just stop. Stop with your war. Stop it. Stop it. Not a single person. And also, there's never a conversation about that anymore. NPR did 12 minutes the other day. 12 minutes on Miley Cyrus. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
They shouldn't do 1 minute.
No, it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. And where with these live events, that's what used to be exciting.
Yeah, someone would come out and make some
political
statements. Protest something.
Yeah, say something like, hey, enough already. None of it's happening.
And or just get on the microphone and take your word and say, end the war.
How about it? Yeah. Gee.
That's all they have to do. They don't even do that anymore.
No. It doesn't happen
anywhere.
I'd like
to thank my agent, and I'd like to thank my manager.
God. Yeah. I want to thank God
and my manager.
Now, before we go in, can I do a little... just something about the media that it threw me off this morning. I got some news that really freaked me out. It's not like horrible, but I wanted to share it because people have to understand how twisted the world of mainstream media is. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now you remember that my daughter, I encouraged her to participate in this reality show in Namibia.
Oh, right? He's going to be good. I can tell.
Okay, so, and the whole idea was, it's called Jungle VIPs or something like that. And the idea is that you have these VIPs, you send them to a tribe, and they stay with this tribe for 3 weeks. And, you know, so it's challenging, right? It's, you know, it'll be cool because you see people who are used to the lap of luxury having to, kill a pig and eat it in the morning and, you know, do tribe-like stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I encouraged her to do this. I said, look, you know, this is one of these things. Because she said, Dad, you know, the money is whatever. Because she gets paid nicely for it, no doubt about it. But she says, I really, you know, I'll do it for the experience. I finally convinced her with others, but I really pushed. I'm like, honey, when you get to be my age, they don't ask you to do this cool stuff anymore. Go do it. It'll be fun. And I had warned her. I said, you know, first of all, I helped her with the negotiation, you know, that she should get a phone call and et cetera. And she really got one phone call a week for the 3 weeks. So they screwed her on that. But it doesn't matter. She was in touch with her girlfriend, and we'd have, you know, we'd hear that things were okay. And she was, you know, she would say, oh, you know, I got my tribe initiation. I was, you know, we had this whole thing, and she got her tribe name. And so she was really into it. Right. And I had already warned her. I said, you know, this is a reality show. Even though no one gets voted off, they will try to do stuff like starve you, get you drunk, try to cause some commotion, because that's what these reality shows are based on. As long as you're aware of that, then, you know, you should be OK. So she's done. She's on her way back. She's still in Africa. And she calls up. Of all the things I could have prepared her for, what is the one thing that I didn't see coming?
Douchebag producers?
at the very last day, and, you know, as they're about to say goodbye to the tribe, and they've been through tremendous tribulations, all kinds of stuff that, I mean, I don't even know 10% of the stories. All of a sudden, the African tribe starts speaking Dutch. They put on their clothes. They were all actors. The whole thing was fake.
What?
And she's devastated. As am I. She thought she really went through, you know, this initiation, and the whole time they're just like making fun of the people on the show.
So wow, it's a meta show.
So it's turned into this like Truman Show big joke, where it's like, ha ha ha! Look at what we did to those saps.
And oh man, and that's wild. I don't think you could have foreseen that.
No, but and she was devastated. She said, "Daddy, I cried for hours." Because she really thought that she had said, I was so good, I really worked hard, and I really tried to be a part, and she was in the sweat hut and everything, and eating the poop. And
it's
meanwhile,
all bullcrap.
And these actors, right after everyone went to bed, they go and have steaks in the hotel, like 10 miles down the road. The whole thing with the whole village was a set.
Wow.
But the arrogance, the elitist thinking of a television show. Instead of, I mean, here was an opportunity. You could still have a great show to show people getting accustomed to someone else's life. You know, it's like, this is like, fuck you, Africa. I mean, my mind is still boggled from this.
That is really something.
And I'm like,
welcome to modern show business.
That's what it is. I mean, she's destroyed. She's so angry about this. She's so angry. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's totally crazy. It's very insulting. I could see her being upset about this for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm upset because I'm the one that said, you know, it'll be a great experience. And if I see this is iWorks, by the way, the people who also produce Celebrity Splash and all that, and that little punk Reinout Oerlemans. If he gets in my path, I'm going to punch his lights out. He's a dick. Yeah, I could just see them. This is so funny. Look what we've got them doing. They had like the fire rigged, you know, like one guy was supposed to do something special with the fire and then it would keep going out, or then it would like flare up really bad. And then the tribe were like, ooga booga, you're not doing it right. Ooga booga. And they get all mad. Meanwhile, the production guys were sitting there with a gas flame turning it up and down. I mean, come on. And that is the level to which television has sunken. That's how low it goes. Turn off your television.